I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say Hurricane Milton will make landfall late Wednesday night on Florida's west coast as a dangerous major hurricane. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more on the last-minute efforts to evacuate millions of residents from a region still reeling from Hurricane Helene.
Almost every place on the west coast of Florida could get major storm surge.
Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida is strong enough to handle two storms in 2 weeks. Outside Tampa, Stephanie Grover Brock is patiently waiting for gas in case her family has to evacuate.
It's very anxious. It gets you a little nervous and just the unknown is something that I don't do good with.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says if anyone defies an evacuation order, good luck.
Say you're in a single-story home, 12 feet is above that house. So if you're in it, you know, basically, that's the coffin that you're in.
Tampa Bay has not been hit directly by a major hurricane since 1921. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. President Joe Biden postponed a planned international trip to Germany and Angola Tuesday to oversee the federal government's response to Hurricane Milton. Hezbollah said it targeted Israeli soldiers near a Lebanese border village with artillery shells and rockets on Wednesday. Sirens sounded in northern Israel Wednesday morning after Israel renewed bombing of Beirut's southern suburbs overnight. The conflict in Lebanon has escalated dramatically in recent weeks as Israel has carried out a string of assassinations of top Hezbollah leaders and launched ground operations into southern Lebanon. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. We bring you reports from our correspondents from across the world. This is VOA News. The Israeli military said three of its soldiers were severely injured during combat in southern Lebanon Tuesday and Wednesday. Israel's bombardment of Lebanon has killed more than 2,100 people and forced 1.2 million people from their homes. Hezbollah has been acting in support of Palestinian militants fighting Israel in Gaza. U.S. aviation giant Boeing said Tuesday that it had withdrawn its pay offer to around 33,000 U.S. factory workers and that no further negotiations were planned with their union representatives as a financially damaging strike nears its fourth week. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The International Association of Machinists is seeking a 40% pay rise over 4 years. They also aim to restore a pension plan workers lost 10 years ago. More than 90% of workers voted down an offer of a 25% pay rise over 4 years before going on strike. Last month, workers rejected an improved plan from Boeing, which the company described as its best and final, which would give a 30% pay rise and restore a performance bonus. The plane maker, which was under pressure over its 737 MAX jet's reliability issues, is undergoing a cash squeeze.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Just days after the grisly murder of the new mayor of Mexico's violence-plagued Guerrero State, the government on Tuesday introduced a new crime-fighting plan. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston explains.
The death of Chilpancingo Mayor Alejandro Arcos has left the country reeling. It's the latest case of high-profile violence in Mexico, which also includes an intra-cartel war further north in Sinaloa that has left scores of people dead. What are we going to use?
Prevention,
attention to causes, intelligence, and presence, said Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum. Her government is vowing to strengthen the National Guard police force in an attempt to reduce murders, kidnappings, and extortion, and boost intelligence gathering with a focus on addressing causes of crime and improving coordination between institutions.
That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. In sports, Major League Baseball's San Diego Padres are one win away from advancing to the National League Championship Series after beating the Los Angeles Dodgers Tuesday in the divisional round. The New York Mets can also close out their National League Divisional Round Series Wednesday with a win over the Philadelphia Phillies. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.